Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. I get exotic with the melodic tune. I get hypnotic with the moon, but you got to put me down soon. I flip a shot show if you come my way. Up, down, and around, even sideways. I'm about as ready as the light can get. We can go all out. I ain't afraid of the sweat, but yet. I bet you got the techniques to freak a girl inside out. What's that all about? Can I have some of that? You gotta put me on. Word around town is your 9 men strong. I wanna be put on in the worst way. Since the first day, I think it was a Thursday. You be that brother that I wanna
see. You are listening to the 30 Plus WTF show. With Malika.
I like the way you be with all that personality. But I got flavor too. You need to go with me.
Hey, good evening. This is Malika and Brittany here, and we are the 30 Plus WTF show where we talk about what is necessary. Hey, Brittany.
Hey, girl. How you doing?
Girl, I am phenomenal. How are you?
I am wonderful. It's countdown. 2 days until my birthday on Wednesday, so I'm really, really wonderful. Yep,
I know you are. I know you are. We're going to have to sing happy birthday to you before the show is out today.
Oh, okay.
All right, girl. Yes, yes, yes. What are you going to do for your birthday?
I bought myself a 4-hour spa treatment. So
all right, now.
I'm going to the spa tomorrow during the day. And then that's about it. And then Wednesday, I'm just, it's low key because my birthday's on a Wednesday. So just going to check out some live music, maybe. I'll tell you the place. You're welcome to stop by.
All right.
And then. What else am I doing? And then me and my brother and his wife, we were talking about going indoor skydiving this weekend. So I'm going to see.
Oh, Lord.
You know, yes, girl. I'm going to see about, you know, the details about that. I think, you know, you got to make a reservation. So I'm looking into that for the weekend. Why not, right?
Why not? Why not? You got to come back and tell us about indoor skydiving.
Yeah,
you gotta come back and share that experience with us.
If that happens, I certainly will.
You need to put that on Facebook Live and like feel it with you.
Oh yeah, yeah. I'm not trying to tear my phone up if I drop it. So, but if that happens, I'm not sure if I need everybody seeing me scream my head off. So, you know, I'll think about it.
All right. Let's get our resident community activist on, our amazing special guest co-host who people absolutely love, his fire, his energy, his wisdom, his knowledge. And this man, let me tell you how committed and dedicated he is. When he says he's going to be there and he's got your back, he is there no matter what, because tonight he is actually coming to us from a hospital. We don't know yet. Yeah, like what's going on with him? I've been concerned about him all day, and I can't believe this man is like, hey, I got your back. I will be on the show from my hospital room. So you all, please welcome back to the show our family, our friend, Lonnie Wilson. Hey, Lonnie.
Well, hello, ladies. How are you?
Well, how are you? Is the question.
I'm gonna live. You know, I got a little ulcer in my intestines. Right. But it's all right, you know. God made a way, you know, God's gonna keep you alive. You know, when it's time to go, it's time to go. So I'm not worried about checking out. I got too much work to do before I go.
I was about to say, you got too much work to do. You ain't done.
Right.
You ain't done.
Plus, I got to mess with you some more, Brittany. It ain't, you know, I can't get to heaven until I mess with you some more.
if that's what you need to make it through, then come on with it.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. What?
Anytime, Lonnie.
So how is everyone?
I am great.
I know you're never supposed to ask a woman her age, but you're going to be what, like 22 on Wednesday?
Okay, yes.
Okay,
I'm sorry. 27.
27, okay. Okay. You know, I don't want to push the boundaries.
Yeah, no, it's okay. 27, that's okay. Fine.
Right.
Yes. Don't laugh that hard. Come on now.
What?
You know.
Yeah, she did go in, didn't she? Yeah.
She did. She laughed like,
right.
Oh,
right.
God.
One of them
soul laughs.
Right.
But, you know, I'm not going to be 50.
Girl, you look phenomenal. You got the energy of a 25-year-old. So
people say that to me a lot. People say that to me a lot. It's just, you know what? It's taken me a long time to get to this point, to be like, look, I love it. If you don't, that's fine. I'm going to do me, and this is me, and I make no apologies and no whatever for it.
I heard that.
You know what I'm saying?
I heard that.
Like, hey, like you said, you only got one life to live. You might as well do it like you want to. So that's
I heard that.
Amen to
that.
Right? That's what I'm doing.
I am with you, girl. I don't know that I can do the skydiving thing. Yeah, I can't do that, but
I
have a zest for life.
I was years ago at a job. I was going to go skydiving. We had all put our money in, and we had, you know, they had a date. And literally the weekend before we were going to go, somebody died at the place we were going. Like, their chute didn't open. And so I didn't go. I was like, yeah, this feels like an omen. I'm not going. So they all still went. They did it and took pictures. I was like, no. So after that, I never had the desire.
It's not the skydive that gets you. It's the abrupt stop.
Yeah, it's called the ground. Yeah,
right.
Exactly. The ground
is what's
dangerous. So after that, I was like, so this place is indoors. And I was like, I mean, you won't fall that far. You know what I'm saying? If something happens. So that's I'll try that.
It's not that far down.
It's
I can catch myself.
I mean, come on. Yeah. That's all.
All right.
That's how I feel.
What's on Brittany's mind today that's going to have me and Lonnie sitting up here trying to figure it out?
Let's see. What is on my mind today? So you all, I know Lonnie and your infinite wisdom as one of our, as one of our 35-plus-year-olds because you're a grown man.
You can go ahead and say you old.
No, that's what I'm saying. You're 35 plus. I get it. You know what I'm saying? Hey, whatever. There are people that I come in contact with that I get a feeling about, right? And then there are certain people I get this feeling like I should leave them alone. What when you meet someone? Is there a certain feeling you can describe that says, oh, I can deal with them, or I should leave them alone? Do you all have these type of feelings, or is it something in your head that says leave them alone, or they're cool?
That's pretty heavy. I'm going to tell you, I was really interested that, Erykah Badu uses a line that my grandmother always told me in one of her songs on the album. Says, pick your friend like you pick fruit. I was told that, my grandmother came from Ohio and Mississippi, previously to that, and she just had a lot of old sayings, and she just said that, if you pick your friends like you pick fruit, and you're just as careful, you know, you'll more 9 out of 10 times you'll be all right. And as far as that feeling is concerned, I think that what's really weird is that, you know, human beings are like these electric little antennas, and we give off energy to each other. And at times, negative energy, you can feel it. It's just there in the room, and you know something about this isn't right. And a lot of times we don't follow that instinct, and we get ourselves in a lot of trouble. So I really do believe that human beings, your body and your system tells you the type of people you should be around. And when you go against it, you knew it before the trouble happened. You just didn't want to say it to yourself. He was either cute or they had a nice car, or they're in a certain selection of people and group of people that you want to hang with and be accepted in. You know, and a lot of times we just need to lead our own way. And that's just what I think.
Interesting. Lonnie always brings the wisdom, I tell you. Pick your friends like you pick your fruit. I like that.
Right?
That might be my status post tomorrow on Facebook.
Right? Pick your friends like you pick your fruit.
Yes.
I like it.
Mm-hmm.
I like it.
That was deep.
I don't know how deep it is, but it's true.
Right? Well, I mean, when you think about it like that, I guess, when I think about fruit, you pick ripe fruit, you pick
non-bruised,
vibrant, colorful type things, you know, nothing rotten and negative and sad.
Right. Exactly.
You know?
Right.
You know, those negative
right.
connotations. And that's so
right.
true.
Right.
Miss Felicia?
You know, that's an interesting thing that you would ask that question. I'm sitting here thinking about it because I do have that serious intuition when I meet a person with it. Okay, this is not going to be good. Something about this person is off. But then I have this other side to me that sees beauty in everyone. Like, I see potential in everyone. I see beauty in, I see something amazing in everyone. And if I don't see it in you, which is rare, then I know you are just evil, evil something. But, yeah. And I'll steer clear if I don't see that light in you somewhere. But, yeah, that's my thing, is that I'll see something great in everybody that I come across. And so I give everybody the benefit of the doubt, even though they might come off nasty or have an attitude or do something real foul at the beginning. I still feel this, like, good feeling about them, you know, so I will give them a chance. But I only give you so many chances, though, so many chances. And then I gotta, you know, close the door. But yeah, I got this problem. I don't know if it's a problem or what, but I will see light and beauty, something great in everybody, and I'll give you the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah, I hear you with that, and I used to do that a lot, and then sometimes I would just get burned. So these days, I'm way more.
After a few burns, you change some stuff up.
Exactly. I'm way more careful with it. You know what I'm saying? And I can love you from afar. You know what I'm saying? You go do your thing over there, away from me. Like, but I mean, really, like, rarely do I get that super negative, leave this person alone, warning from people. Rarely do I get that. I usually get more of a no feeling from people, and then that's when I'm even trepidatious, I would say, because then I'm like,
I think that's true,
on?
Though, Brittany. That right there is actually what it is. It's a no feeling. It's like a numbness, and that numbness means you ain't supposed to. The universe is telling you to go the other way,
right? And then have you ever Have you ever stepped away from people and didn't really understand why, and then you figured it out later on, or you saw what happened to them later?
I have many times, and, you know, it's really interesting. I've even got involved with people and opened up with people and found out that the inside of them was damaged. And, you know, I spent a lot of time in social service, and you learn that hurt people hurt people. And sometimes you look at what you consider the obviously hurt people, the people on the street who have addictions and things like that. But there's the other hurt people. There's people who have had hurt that aren't spoken and aren't published. And maybe they are successful. Maybe they are, you know, in a certain level of success. And you think that they're not hurt. And then all of a sudden you sense this something that's in them. And that is that hurt inside. And that hurt, it manifests itself in a whole bunch of weird ways.
Yeah, that's so true. Well, I mean,
yeah,
the moral of this, people and our listeners, you know, trust yourself, trust your feelings. They're usually not wrong. your inner self, your thing is, it's for your own protection. And that's what, and that's what it's taken me so long to learn, that it's for my own protection, my own, the feelings I have and the warning signals that go off. It's for my own protection, and as grown-ups, we need to trust that more and to not deny it, because like Malika says, and I love her for it, but to see all the good and the potential in people could be all the world, but they might not see it or believe it, and that might be.
That is true. That is very, very true. I've seen beauty in people that didn't. I've had more belief in people than they had in themselves.
And that's so unfortunate. And it's so true.
Yeah.
It happens all the time.
Yeah. Well, let's get our guest on. I know he's getting an earful right now. I can't wait to hear what he has to say for Lonnie, because I'm sitting here concerned. This man has an ulcer, and that means he's had some things on his mind that's eating away at his stomach. So, Lonnie, we got to fix that. I know you're doing so much, and it's probably overwhelming, so you got to take it easy. We're going to find out what's going on. And Mike is, I mean, he's a medical intuitive. And for people out there that don't know what that is, this man can literally talk to you over the phone or see you in person. He doesn't have to examine you. And he knows what's going on. And then he has natural treatments and cures to help you with any ailments that you have going on in your body. And I know he's helped me out. He's helped a lot of my friends out. I spoke to a friend of mine today. I hadn't talked to her in a couple months, and she actually called in a few shows back when Mike was on, and she said, girl, he was on point, because he told her she was going to change jobs in June, and that's exactly what happened. She got a better job, and she's much happier. And I remember that show, him talking about that, so he's just spot on. So I'm really curious to hear, like, what he's going to tell Lonnie to, you know, help him get better. I know the doctors are going to give him medicine, but I know Mike will have some advice as well. And, I mean, he's just phenomenal. A medical intuitive is very hard to find. This man's an author. He's a renowned psychic to celebrities. He's just awesome. And I've known him for years and referred him out, and he's just amazing. He's just a phenomenal individual. So without further ado, let's get Michael Kerbin on. Welcome to the show, Mike.
Yay!
How you doing, Malika?
Hey.
What's up there, Mike? How are you?
Hello, Michael.
Yeah, how are you doing too, Brittany? I've been listening to the show. It sounds like Lonnie here should be Confucius, because he's got some wisdom to pick your fruit. And that's true on that area, too. So I agree with him 100%. And I've been listening to about Lonnie. He said he has, like, a like an ulcer. Basically, you know, usually if you got an ulcer, that means there's something else wrong in the body. I always remember that. But anybody can cure an ulcer, especially if it's in the stomach area, just by taking red cabbage juice. They'll cure an ulcer. That's the only vegetable that'll cure an ulcer by that alone. But usually, there's usually a lot of worries that go into the causes of an ulcer. And also, it could be toxins from different parts of the body. And in Alani's case, I'm looking into your lower part of your colon on the left-hand side. It's very congested. A lot of toxins there. And those toxins, as they build up, it's going to cause some problems in the lower part of the colon, but also in other parts of the body. I can see where the circulation is kind of slow, especially in the legs. And then I can also see a lot of calcium deposits in Lonnie's body, such as the lungs. And so if he moves his neck slowly to the right and then slowly to the left, he hears a little crackling sound. And those are calcium deposits.
You know what's crazy is you are really, really dead on. That's really pretty powerful because I have peripheral artery disease. And for you to see that the circulation is slow and to see that, even where you said the toxins were on the left side, which is where they are, exactly in my colon on the left side, that was pretty powerful there, Mike. I just want you to know that I don't give praise easily. And that right there, brother, was dead on. You hit a home run without even. And listen, I've never been around Mike. Mike has never seen me, has no understanding of my medical history or anything. But you were dead on. That's pretty powerful, brother.
Yeah, but Lonnie, you can remove a lot of this stuff here because the circulation is really bad. I'm going to tell you right now. And another word for arthritis throughout the whole system. Everything's slowing down, and they remove arthritis in the system. And any of your listeners, Malika, that's listening to this too, all I have to do is go to the health food store, buy some apple cider vinegar and some honey and distilled water, take a cup of distilled water, take a teaspoon of the honey in there, make sure it dissolves, so make sure the water is like a little bit warm so it dissolves, and take a teaspoon of the apple cider vinegar. You mix it, and then you drink it. What it does is not only going to remove the calcium deposits in your system, but it's going to give you energy, too. It's got alkaline and acids. The acid would be the apple cider vinegar. Alkaline would be the honey. And that combination gives you energy, but it removes the calcium deposits that slows the system down. How do you get the calcium deposits? Two things. One is from, again, stress. Can cause it, a lot of stress. Two, if you have a lot of parasites in your system, they lay eggs, and it brings inorganic calcium deposits. So we have two things. And a third, if you're extremely stubborn, then you're going to have all over the system.
Oh, my God. I should be a butch. Oh, my God.
Lonnie's stubborn? What?
Yeah,
oh,
really? Wow.
I never think that ever.
No.
Your thoughts are things that will create stuff in the system, hold yourself down. But, you know, the colon can be, what you need to do is go to a colon cleansing program. I mean, if you went to getting a colonic, that's not going to remove what I see there because it's very hard up there on the walls. So if you go to the health food store, buy some bentonite, you go to the colon section in the health food store. And you can get bentonite through powder form or liquid form, like the Whole Foods and all that today, they sell in liquid form. And the silicon husk powder, which is also in the colon section, and you take a teaspoon of each and take some vitamin C. You can either take a rosehip powder or you can get a rosehip tea bag. If you do take tea bag, you soak it in a cup of this water. You take a teaspoon of the bentonite and a teaspoon of the silicon husk powder, mix it, drink it, and you fast from 3 to 7 days. Every 3 hours you take that in an awakening state, of course. And that will guarantee you to go to the washroom. It removes all the hard particles that's in the colon and the metals. I've seen people's hands shake like a leaf. After the 7th day, the hands stop shaking. But that's but they cannot eat. Now, if you're on a lot of medication, it's going to be very difficult. Medication, it's hard for people to fast because that stuff is going to be coming out. It's going to cause headaches. It's going to cause all types of problems with the stomach. And so if they can't fast, I would suggest they take the bentonite silicinase. At least it'll do something. But it's the fasting.
So are you saying, Mike, that you should stop taking the medications that they prescribe with you? And let me tell you something. I want to say something to you before I open this question. I want you to know that never a day in my life was I ill. And I got peripheral artery disease. I've never been ill. I never even go to doctors. I've never been sick a day in my life. And
right.
So when they start prescribing the medication for the peripheral artery disease, the Avastatin, the high blood pressure medicine, whatever it was, all of a sudden I start developing all these other issues. First of all, my body shows up and it shows gout. I get this acid buildup in my system. Now, I want you to know that before then, I don't let doctors near me. I don't touch them. And I pretty much live my life by the things that my grandparents and all of them have told me. But, of course, my kids' fears, go to the doctor, Dad, go to the doctor. So I went to the doctor. And ever since I went to the doctor, I've been iller than I ever have in my entire life. Now, I understand that I had a 20-year crack addiction, and that didn't kill me. But just 1 year in the doctor care of doctors, and I'm in trouble.
Yeah.
Wow.
Lonnie, that is very, very true. It's a shame, though, if you're married and your spouse believes in doctors and most females, if you look at most older females, they have from 5 to 15 medication by the time they hit 50 years old.
Yeah.
5 to 15. And most men do not want to go to doctors. Number one, they don't believe in doctors because they're taught to stand on their own 2 feet, be independent. Women, on the other hand, are taught to go to doctors because they're like a father figure. They'll take care of me and all those things. But as a man gets older, because of there's so many toxins in food, toxins in water, toxins, chemtrails in the air that brings down metal in the system, over a lot of stress. And if you got some very bad marriage or relationships, it's very toxic. It's going to cause, finally the man gets very, very sick. He goes to the doctor, and what does the doctor want to do? He wants to give you drugs, which is medication. Coumadin, for example, is the thin the blood for people who have heart problems. And that is rat poison. That's all it is. And why would you want to give even your pet rat poison? What you do in that case, if you want to thin the blood, you give lecithin, which is lecithin, you can get granulins, or you can get it in capsule form, and that will dissolve it. And it also helps the brain. But a Coumadin is going to have side effects. You got so many drugs out there, and people that smoke cigarettes, you got so many drugs in the cigarettes, they're hooked on it. It's loaded with metal. They can't get off of it. And I've known people, they actually start screaming. Their skin's crawling. Even if they try to change their diet a little bit, because they're just loaded with it. Eventually what happens is part of the body is going to shut down. And if you remove maybe a gallbladder, okay, and say, okay, now I'm okay, well, the toxins will now go into another area of the body. And then you're going to be removing the part of the colon. It can be part of the liver. It keeps until you get it out. And if you take more chemicals by the doctor, it's going to eventually kill you. And so once you get those drugs in your system, it stays in there. From the day you're born, it stays in there. It will go into the bone marrow. Once the bone marrow dries up, which it does, eventually, especially the older people, you start breaking their bones and everything. Bone marrow's gone. So is your life. And so the body's constantly protecting itself by putting it into the bones or developing pockets, like in the colon. And people say they got hemorrhoids or this or that. It's trying to put something over it so it protects it. Because if it was to let it out, it would cause major destruction of the body. So the body's constantly repairing, constantly trying to help itself, but most people believe in doctors. Who makes the most money in this world? Think about it. Pharmacies.
Pharmaceutical companies.
We got the drug company working with the government. and they got to make a lot of money. They're the number one drug pushers in the entire country. Let's be honest.
Yeah. What's really interesting is this, you know, and it's the agriculture business. The people who own the large farms are the same people who own the pharmaceuticals. So in other words, they feed you to get you sick and then take care of you while you die. And it's the craziest thing. You know, I'm a little older now, and you know, realize that, you know, that I've done a lot of crazy things to my system and stuff. And I don't even know. Actually, the educational system doesn't allow you to know in the way you can clean up your body. So just listening to you say these things, Mike, you know, really makes me understand that there are still ways, even at my advanced age. I won't get my age, but there's ways that I can still clean up my system, and that's good to know.
Sure.
Also, too, Lonnie, you know, you were talking about acid buildup in your system. Well, if you want to remove the acid and make it down, see, if your body's more acid than alkaline, you're going to get cancer, you're going to get severe diseases. How you bring it back to alkaline is a very simple process. You get some baking soda, regular baking soda. Take a teaspoon of that and put it in a glass of distilled water. Just mix it, drink it. And it will actually, and if you have a lot of acid in your stomach and you feel very uncomfortable and you're burping and all that, that will stop it. Baking soda, very simple product, will bring it back to alkaline. If the body's in acid, any form of acid situation, a lot of people eat a lot of meat, that'll bring it in an acid situation right off bat. If you're in a toxic relationship, you're arguing with somebody, your body immediately becomes acid. So you got to bring it back to alkaline quickly. Otherwise, you got major problems. And medication, and medication will bring it to an acid condition too. So people that drink alcohol steals the B vitamin. That's why people have shaking of the hands, on coordination of the legs, and need B12 shots. And then they'll need baking soda again to bring that back down the alkaline. So your bad habits, whether you're drinking, smoking, taking drugs, medication, toxic relationships, all that's going to cause havoc in the body. Mental, emotional, physical, all three processes are working at once. And so when you go to a medical intuitive, I have to search. Is this a physical? This is mental? This is emotional? Where did it come from? And how to you can remove it? Are certain herbs, vitamins, essential oils, things in general on that department. You know, even in the past, I talked about what? The president, who's going to be the next president of the United States, remember, Malika? What people don't seem to understand, those presidents who are candidates have a lot of health issues. And the older you get, the worse it's going to be. Because their stress is going to be like an atomic bomb, which I find very, very interesting. And anybody that go into YouTube.com and put my name in Mike Kerbin, you see, you know, I do Confucius, you know, wise. I do all types of readings. Already I got 659 hits, 7 likes, and I told you who's going to be the next president, and that's going to be Donald Trump. Now, I did say Cruz would be out. Sanders would be out at the time. And so we got Hillary Clinton, we got Donald Trump. Now, eventually Donald Trump will Trump, as they say. But both have health disorders. If we was to look at Trump, and I was just looking at a minor real quickly, he would have knee disorders and kidney lower back problems from the stress that he has to go. So he has to go up there and act like he's smiling, but he's having problems in those areas. And that's just a quick thing. Then we look at Hillary Clinton. This woman's got female disorder galore. She got circulation in her legs. She has problems in her lungs. And her hands are ice cold sometimes. And so we need to look at who's going to be the next president and look at their health. Because if their health is really, really bad, it's going to cause major problems in making decisions of the country. And so, but people don't look at it that way. And so they got to put up an act like I'm not in pain or whatever. Or take some heavy medication from a doctor, they get hooked on it, and that's it. It's over. Because once a doctor's got you, I haven't seen a doctor. Let's see, I'm now going to be 63 on October 11th. I haven't seen a doctor, I'd say, a good 40 years.
Really?
No. And because I'm petrified of doctors, because I know once they give you the drugs. Now, I would see a doctor if I really broke my leg. When I was in Chicago, it was about 8 years ago. It was the last day of the snowstorm. I walked in this patch of snow. I went flying up in the sky, came down, and I tore every ligament in my left leg, every ligament.
Oh.
And I managed to crawl three floors up. Friend came over. He's in the sports. He says, I'm heavy in the sports injuries. I've never seen an injury like yours, Mike. It is so bad. And my leg even turned black. And I says, I got to take it to the hospital. No. I'm going to use my healing techniques on me. And I need to get some tea tree oil. Of course, they don't even know what tea tree oil is. They have to reduce inflammation. But I said, I'll be walking in 3 weeks. He says, you are nuts. Mm. and the next day, I had to get in the car. My leg's on fire, and he got some crutches for me. Never been on crutches. And I go all the way down to Virginia, the Edgar Casey Foundation. Edgar Casey Foundation is a sleeping prophet. Now, he did medical intuitive readings. He did past life when he was in trance. He was in the sleep thing. I can do the medical intuitive, as you can see, without going into a trance. But I talked to the person who's in charge, Edgar Casey Foundation, and this is what he told me. Because everybody says Edgar Casey died because of too many readings. You cannot die from too many readings. And so he said he would eat pork, sausage, and all these other bad things for him. Here's a guy that's recommending health foods and everything for all these people, and he's not even taking his own advice. That's how he died. And so as a media report, I find a lot of stuff. And here I'm hopping up on crutches. We go down to Washington, and I was going to go in there to see the gallery, and it was crowded. And I was sitting on the steps, you know, because I had to walk about four blocks on the crutches. And the guy said, hey, you coming in to see? And I said, no, it's line's too long. He brought us up right away. He saw me on crutches. He brought me up right away. And I thought that it's quite interesting when you have an injury and how people treat you. I mean, I have people opening doors for the gasoline stations for me, and I go, wow, I'm not used to this stuff because I'm a man. So it was very, very interesting. And then the worst people I find when you have an injury like that are the old people. A lot of these old people are very unhappy, and they because they move like turtles. If you've ever been behind an old person, and they have a lot of anger inside. So when somebody else is injured really, really bad, they want revenge. They will actually go in and try to stop you. I find it very fascinating when you have an injury, you start learning different things. And you're going to also find out who's your friend or not. Because if you're too sick, will your spouse be there? Will your mate be there for you? Is your friend going to leave you? What's going to happen? So it's important that you stay healthy. And doing medical intuitive readings, it's a science. Now, I have a school. I'm bringing back school. In Chicago, I had thousands of students back then. Now, we're bringing it back here in Dallas, Texas. I'm working with the BlueMoonExpo.com, Joy King, and we're going to bring it back here, and we're going to go big with my school. And anyone can learn to be a medical intuitive. Anyone can learn to be a psychic. Everybody has those abilities. But if you want to be a medical intuitive, you better care for people. If you don't care for people, it's not going to work. Now, when you start learning, you got to understand what the colors represent. Now, Lonnie, I saw the color brown on a lot of the parts of his body. What is brown? Calcium deposits. If I see muddy green, it would be chemicals. And if I see orange, there's a gallbladder disorder. Purple, extreme depletion of oxygen. So is pale blue, depletion of oxygen. Red shows irritation to the body, pain. And if I saw silver's blue, be metals in there. If I saw gray, some very bad foreign bacteria. White, anemic. Bright yellow, radiation. Black could possibly be cancer. Depends on where it's at. And so I have to look at all these things quickly as a medical intuitive when I train people this way, then I have to look at the emotional factor. I have to look at the mental factor. What's happening? How many years ago was it? Was it the mother? Was it the father? What happened here? Was it a friend? All computed within a couple minutes. And that shows you how strong our brains are. We have a big fancy computer up there that will relay it back to you really, really quick. And then, as a medical intuitive, like with Lonnie, you have to know about certain vegetables or vitamins, herbs, essential oils that's going to help heal the body. Then you're going to have to understand if they're taking medication, never, never tell a person to stop taking medication. What you tell is reduce the medication slowly. Incorporate the health stuff. Otherwise, you can have a violent reaction to the body. Person could have a heart attack, stroke, just like that, because the violent reaction of moving too many chemicals from the system is not good. And put them back in the hospital, and before you know it, they're not going to take anything holistic. Now the doctor's totally got to them, and they can die quickly. Now, for example, as I said, I told you I teach classes. Now in Las Vegas, I was teaching a psychic development class in Las Vegas. Now I'm in Dallas, of course, Texas. And out there, there was a tough German guy, and his wife was there and a few other people at the table. This was in October of that year. And I says, Peter, I says, if you don't change your diet real quickly here, next year you're going to have cancer. He laughed at me. He says, I'm a tough German, and there's no way I'm going to get cancer. Well, January came about, he got cancer. And he started to drink his wine and take all his other food that's not good for him and things in general. And to the point, he got really, really bad. And so he finally come to me, and I arrested the cancer. One type of healing treatment, I said, you're not healed yet, Peter. You got to come back to me again several times. He wouldn't do it. He started even eating more garbage and drinking and everything else, and then the cancer came back, okay? So what he did is he started going to the doctors because his wife says, we got insurance. Insurance will cover everything, the surgery, the radiation treatments, the medication, which actually eventually killed him. And so it got too late. He wanted to go to Tijuana, Mexico, to the holistic hospitals. He went too far, and they couldn't help him anymore because the bone marrow's all gone. And he died in July of that year in severe pain. Mm. And it always amazes me as a healer and a medical intuitive that people won't take the holistic stuff. They won't take the fasting. A little discomfort, yes, because the toxins are coming out. But they would rather prefer to take this other stuff that will chop off a limb, a lot of pain, suffering, and eventually death.
Right.
That's what happens.
Hey, Mike.
Well, let me just say this to you, Mike. I need you to email me everything you see. I'm going to give you my email. I guess Malika can send it to you quickly. And anything you see, I will follow the rule.
Lonnie,
I'm not one of...
Why don't you send it to my email, which is Third Eye Mike,
T-H-I-R-E. The problem is I have a terrible memory, and I don't have a pen right here in the top of the bed.
I got it.
Yeah, Third Eye Mike. Yeah,
I already wrote down some of it.
Right.
I already wrote some of it down for you, Lonnie, the apple cider vinegar, the honey, the distilled water.
I believe in conspiracy theories. People think I'm crazy, but I actually believe that, you know, it's cheaper to kill people and have mass, sickness. It creates money for people. And I'm interested in being healthy and not necessarily one of the guinea pigs.
And not making the pharmaceutical money.
Lonnie, I want you to mention that it doesn't mean people go to a doctor. But doctors give you personal health. I'm going to give you an example. I was in Chicago. I have my health center. It's a health our metaphysical shop, and I had my paranormal museum, and I had the only psychic television show in history. You know, Rich Roper, famous film critic, wrote his most entertaining show on TV. It was very famous, Oprah, and then Jerry Springer and all that stuff. Okay, so here comes a reporter, and he knows that I'm a good reader. And he walks in, and I said, hey, Jimmy. He said, what's the matter? I said, you know, you're a prime candidate for heart attack real soon. He laughed at me. I said, why are you laughing? He says, because I just came from the doctor. What do you think I just came from? The doctor. He said, I'm healthy as a horse, and I'm not sick at all. And 1 hour later, he had a major heart attack. 1 hour later. You can go to that doctor, and the doctor can give you a clear bill of health. They can't see it. They think they can see it. They cannot see it. And so it can happen to anyone.
Well, I'm not nearly as stubborn enough to die for it.
Right.
I heard that.
Hey, Mike, this is Brittany. I had a question about, about me. I haven't been sleeping, like falling asleep well. I don't know what that's about. Is it, so what do you recommend about people who have trouble sleeping?
If you have trouble sleeping, there's certain herbs you can take. Chamomile, for example, can get you to relax. But Brittany, I think it goes further. I think there's a mental and emotional area. Now, I'm going to ask you a question about your father. Would there be issues that relate to your father? Do you know anything about that?
Wait, say that again?
Is there any issues with you and your father someplace here?
No, he died like 3 years ago.
Okay, but that still bothers you unconsciously. Consciously or unconsciously, that still bothers you. Do you understand? And that's why I want to pinpoint that for you in that department. Something was not resolved there, and so and it's hard for you sometimes to sleep. And I'm just letting you know, until you resolve that issue with you and whatever it's you with your father when he did pass on, then you'll be able to sleep a little better. In the meantime, you can take chamomile tea. You can take several different things that will relax the body. Or you can just work your hind end off, run around the block 10 times and come back, and you'll be so exhausted, you'll be falling on the ground.
Yeah, I guess I could do that too. All right.
right. Mike, let's take a caller. I know we don't have you for much longer, so let's get one of these callers in. Looks like we have a caller from California, area code 818. You have a question for Michael Curbin?
Hey, Malika, it's Leah.
Hi, Leah.
Hello. Hi. Mike, I was just telling Malika that I called in March about, and I asked you career advice, and you told me that things would change for me in June, and I had an interview at the end of June, and I just was offered the job. So thank you for that great energy. That was wonderful. Thank you.
Yeah, well, you know, in predictions, I've had people say, hey, Mike, you said I'm going to change my job or my residence or whatnot, and I haven't. And then on the last day of the month, it changes.
Yeah.
So you don't know in that department if it's going to be the beginning, middle, or the end sometimes. And that's good. As long as it's a good change. That's what we look at more than anything else there. So, and again, today's topic is about health, because without health, you got no wealth. You cannot work. You cannot do anything when you're healthy. That's the bottom line. I see you very happy as an individual. That's good. But I'm looking into the lower part of the left lung, on the bottom there. There's some irritation. So you have to be very careful. If you get very, very tired, the lungs will affect you eventually. But still, the lungs are good. Mm-hmm. Just something right there. I'm looking also at your lower legs and knees. I'm starting to see some problems starting to develop in the area of the knees, and some of the oils are starting to be taken out. Eventually, you're going to have some problems with your knees and also with your lower back area. And I'm just tapping a few things here for future for you, and so you can prevent some of this stuff there by taking cod liver oil, helps lubrication of the knees. You can take for the kidneys. You can take unsweetened cranberry juice, take dandelion tea, fennel tea, works miracles, and it'll help those kidneys. Otherwise, you will have some problems. If you're standing up too long or sitting too long, you're going to start feeling some back issues. But I'm just trying to show you this quickly, that if you take care of your health before it gets bad, then you're going to be very happy when you're working. The last thing you want to do is when you're working, you're standing up or you're sitting down, and all of a sudden you're getting all these discomforts and pain, and And I know a lot of people get terrible headaches. And why? Because of side effects of the medication or their high blood pressure. And sometimes it's caused by too. If you have high blood pressure, very simple, Malika. You can take garlic. Garlic is natural penicillin. I mean, raw garlic. If you don't like
I got high blood pressure. Wait, I got high blood pressure.
No, you don't have high blood pressure, but anybody that does have that.
Okay.
I would suggest that talking about medication can raise high blood pressure. I see you're very happy. I see that you really care for people and what you're doing, and because of that positivity, and you're not lazy, like getting things done, and that means your circulation is moving pretty good here. So I'm just trying to show you a couple of things about you. But, you know, we're talking about other people. When they do take medication, they can have heart problems, and they can get headaches. That's a bad sign that there is a problem with the blood pressure. And blood pressure can be reduced just by taking garlic, which is natural penicillin. And garlic removes metal, by the way. Heavy metals in the body. And so, and also, anybody that has now, I'm going to, Malika, for any of your viewers out there, too, that have a heart disorder right now, it's a very simple process. If you don't want to have any major heart issues for the near future, this is what you do. You take, go to Health Food Store, Author and Berry. It's well known to help regulate the heart. Well known. You take lecithin. It's well known to get rid of mucus and help the blood and that. Vitamin E, which is oxygen and actually will heal the scars that's in the body. That triple combination, you should not have a heart attack. The only other way you will have a heart attack, if someone scares you to death, okay? And whether you're an alien or whatnot, and you will have a heart attack. Or you think they're really ugly, and you start running, you're there, you're tripping fall.
Thank you for your question, Leah. Thank you. And congratulations on your job. That is fantastic. Mike, I got a question in from Jacinta. She's asking about what can women do for anti-aging?
Anti-aging. Okay, well, that's a good question. But remember, your thoughts have a lot to do with this, too. Because if you're young, the body will start producing. For a woman, if she's thinking, I'm old, she will be old, and then her ovaries are not going to be working good, and then the estrogen is not flowing. You're not going to have the women who have problems with the ovaries, the skin is going to be extremely dry. You're going to have more male hormones. You're going to have the hair coming out of your nipples, let's be honest, hair coming out of your chin, and then you're going to have problems with your bones. Because a woman, they lose calcium and magnesium. A lot of women say, I'm taking calcium. No. Calcium-magnesium combination. Taking the liquid form. And that will help. And then a woman's got, if she has female disorders, an older female, and naturally she is, she's going to have to take black cohosh to help that female. And then she can take yams, also helps the estrogen, or red raspberry tea, if she likes tea. All these things are important because once you have problems with the female area, your skin is going to look much older. It's going to get very dry. And so the best thing to do is go on a vegetable juice fasting program. I take a lot of different vegetables. And I always suggest that people get a gallon glass. Never get plastic because you can get plastic. It's going to anytime you juice your vegetables and you put it in there, it's going to leach all that plastic in there. You're eating nothing but plastic. So get a gallon glass, get a vegetable juicer, get beets. Now, beets are going to enrich that blood. That's going to make a woman's skin healthy. Carrots and spinach will help her eyes. And then cucumber and celery will help the kidneys and the bladder. And red cabbage will help the stomach. So if you want to add some other things, that's fine, but I'm just giving a combination here. And then you can juice one-third of that in a gallon glass, and two-thirds is still water. Cap it, shake it up, and refrigerate it because you want those live enzymes. and take it anytime you want, and go maybe go on a maybe a 3-day fast, maybe a 7-day fast. I've known women to go 28 days on fasting on vegetable juices, and their skin becomes young, smooth, because if you're intoxicated with medication, if you're a heavy smoker, did you notice heavy smokers look really old-looking because of all those toxins in the system? Did you ever notice a man or a woman who are heavy drinkers, their skin looks like leather, and they got the redness, nose, and everything? Look at Clinton, husband. His nose is always red. He's a heavy drinker, basically. And so it's going to reflect through your skin. It's going to reflect through your skin. You know, I'm going to be 63, and people don't believe that I'm 63 because of the way my skin is. I don't drink. I don't smoke. I don't take those drugs. I don't want that medication. Sure, I got a lot of stress. I just get rid of my wife. Mm. You know what I mean? She was stressful. Mm. And that's a time for change. And so, and then I can focus more on myself. Now, it's important to know, again, who's in the woman's life. If she's got a very stressful husband or a spouse, her skin is going to look really bad. As a matter of fact, what happens when a female is very angry at the man, she doesn't want to give him sex, all those emotions go down in the female area. It can cause cancer, blockages, all types of things, and she may have to have surgery. But if she gets rid of the guy who's negative, everything flows better. Usually the blood is very, very thick, and it smells really bad. But once she gets rid of this toxic relationship, everything starts moving better, and all of a sudden she starts looking young, and she looks happy. And if a woman's in love...
Oh, that is so true. That is so true. Oh, my God, that's so true. Go ahead.
If a woman's in love, and she's getting good sex from her boyfriend or her husband, I mean, she just glows. Basically, that estrogen is flowing, the skin looks smooth, everything, and she looks very, very happy. And so when you talk about anti-aging, we're looking at several things that could be done here. Vitamin C actually fights anti-aging. It repairs the tissues. That's vitamin C. And then vitamin E actually will cure cancer to a certain degree because it brings oxygen in the system. And you can put vitamin E, take the capsule of vitamin E because it gets rancid very quickly. So if you take it out of the capsule and then put it over the face right off bat, it's going to bring oxygen to the tissue. It's going to actually repair the tissues, and the skin is going to look much better. Then they have a combination of creams with aloe vera and all types of different things, and that's going to help. But remember, it's what's inside of the body. Outside is one thing. If the inside is all full of garbage and crap, it's going to come out through the skin. And so what women do, they coat it with all this artificial ingredients sometimes, and a pancake, as I call it, and they become the actress, and they look beautiful. But if they ever take the makeup off, they even look in the mirror, they're probably scared of themselves. But then again, if they take a natural diet, fast, do all the things right, have a good relationship, not toxic. She's happy in her environment. She don't need makeup. She just vibrates beautifully. Okay, here we can look at a woman. She can get a facelift, as we know, okay, and the skin looks smooth. But look at those hands of a woman. Her hands, her arms, they look really old and wrinkly. And that shows you her real age or what's going inside of her. So she can put the pancake on her face. She can get the face lifted and all that. And they look really young and smooth. But her hands and her arms will show everything. And that's why I always tell men, if you want, or even women, if you want to take a look, then you'll see how old what's going on inside the body. So always keep that in mind. Mm-hmm. And then I have people say, look at my hands. Wow, your hands are very smooth, like a 20-year-old. Well, I'm not taking drugs. I don't want that stuff in that department.
Right.
And I keep busy. It's important you keep busy because there's a purpose in life, what you're trying to do. And if you want to sit down and couch potatoes, now we hear about the men, couch potatoes. Yeah, But, you know, women are the same, can be couch potatoes. I have my wife to sit all day long, watch television, cooking shows, and then sit on the chair and just do the gambling on the computer all night long and not want to work, not want to exercise. She became a diabetic, a full-blown diabetic, and she eats every sweet that she can that's not good for her. So we have people who are very detrimental to themselves, and they become very toxic to themselves and anybody that's around them. So, and then they're shocked that they're either getting divorced or this or that, because positive people want to be with positive people. Negative people, believe it or not, don't want to be with negative people. Okay, they want to be with positive people so they can feed off your energy. And if they're feeding off your energy, your skin is going to look old eventually. Okay, because they're draining you like a battery. And it can be financially, emotionally, mentally. And I've seen women beat the crap out of men. And the man just takes it. And it doesn't matter if he's 60, 65. And it just blows me away how people will stay in a relationship that's toxic too. And that will cause the skin to start looking old. So there's so many aspects here, and most of it is inside the body for a female. And if she's happy, and she's happy in the love department, and she's taking care of her diet, and she's doing yoga, maybe meditation, a little walking here, enjoy life. And then before you know it, she's young. And so always remember, in the face in fact, look at some of these Hollywood stars. I mean, they had their face lifted, and they go, oh, my God, they look like they're an alien now. And then you look at their arms, old. Even the top of a woman's breast sometimes show, and you can see the real old skin. Not good. Not good. I mean, and so, you know, men and women look at each other, and they are always judging. Basically, you're being judged at all times. So keep this in mind, Malika. What's your question? Yeah, vitamin C can help a lot, basically. And if you take certain juices, like, a strawberry, you know, a banana and all that stuff in the morning, smoothies, that can help the skin too. But remember one thing here too. There's GMO. You know what GMO is, right? It's not very good. It's not healthy at all. And a lot of the fruit and vegetables that are made nowadays is in GMO, and that kills cattle overnight. And so if you're taking it and saying, oh, I'm being healthy, well, you're poisoning your whole system. That's why it's important to get organic. And, of course, nothing's really organic, but at least it's not a GMO. Okay? And because that GMO is well known to kill animals and pets and everything. So it's important to know, hey, what's going on in today's modern civilization, where it came from. Did you know garlic that comes from Asia is loaded with metal and toxins and chemicals? It's like, oh, my God. And because that's where they grow it. And garlic is supposed to remove chemicals and metal. So depending on where you get your stuff is important in that department. And it's very important to be around positive people. And that area, because negative people will give you an ulcer. Just talk to Lonnie. Mm. Okay.
Oh, wow.
Whoa, Lonnie.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Lonnie, what negative people got around you? What's happening?
I have a few negative people around me, and what's really interesting is that he said that it's because, you know, I'm kind of empathic, and I want to help everybody. And I realize that sometimes, you know, people's sickness is deeper than I can deal with, and so I have to back away from it. That was really interesting that you said that, because
sometimes
I realized
you gotta help yourself. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I got two negative people I can think of in my one's in my physical space every day, and the other one is, you know, just one of the people that I consider a leader in. The areas of change, and I see, you know, I feel something, and I just got to know that what I'm doing right now, I'm going to, like, literally back up for a lot of reasons and kind of, like, grab Lonnie, because I can't help anybody if, you know, they're putting me in a box somewhere. So I've decided over the next couple of weeks I'm going to You know, I'm not that I'm not going to be vocal, not that I'm not going to say what I need to say, but I'm going to take care of Lonnie because, you know, he's the guy that
yes.
I have to worry about.
Yeah.
Yes, yes. And we need you. We need you around.
Right.
We have someone actually calling in from online, so let's check this
Hi.
Caller out.
Thank you for taking my call.
Hi. Welcome to the show. You have a question for Michael Kirvin?
I do. So, Michael, I actually had a psychic question, if that's okay, but I could relate it to, I think, a healing question. I'm in the middle of a financial dispute with a contractor and wondering what's a peaceful way to resolve this. And at the same time, I'm wondering if it's causing this chronic pain in my neck.
Yeah, that's just part of it. You know, you're stressed. You're trying to do everything, basically. If that continues, you're going to get headaches too, by the way. And what you need to do is just get massage oil, put a little tea tree oil in there, mix it together, and then massage your neck. That would be good. Or you get one of those electric massagers or two and just put it over there, and that will reduce it to a certain degree. And it also has a lot to do with your eyes. You've probably been doing a lot of detail work at the same time period. So it's just not one thing that's causing that issue with the neck area. If you try to do some palming, what I would suggest, if you're at your computer, put your elbows on the down on the table. Take your of course no glasses or anything on. You'll take your right palm, put over your right eye, and your left palm over your left eye, and just listen to some peaceful music if you want, and do that for 15 minutes to an hour, and even visualize green come out of your hand. Green is the color of healing if you want, and you're going to see quite a difference. You're going to see that going away, and make it even more better. If you're laying down in the bed, I would suggest put a pillow behind your head, put a pillow on your stomach, put your elbows on the pillow, and put your right palm over your right eye, left palm over your left eye. Do it good for a good hour, an hour just like getting 12 hours of sleep. Not only was it going to help heal the neck, the shoulders, it'll help heal the entire body. It's the best thing you will ever done in your entire life. And so what we have here is that you're stressed out. And that will reduce stress to the whole body, believe me, in that area. And so I would suggest that, and you see quite a difference in that area. And as far as the financial dispute and trying to make it peaceful, it's okay. Because depending on the individual, the only thing that you can do is show every angle to the person. That's all you really can do. And then, and as long as you're diplomatic, then you know which way you can go. If the person does not want to go one direction, then you go the other direction. There's really no such thing as a peaceful dispute, but you can, like Donald Trump would say, and anybody can negotiate. Well, negotiate in the art of negotiation, and each person is different. And that department. What's this person's first name, by the way?
Patrick,
and how old would he be?
Mid to late 50s.
Patrick is not the nicest guy in the world, I'm going to tell you right now. He's very opinionated, very stubborn. You're going to have a little difficult time with this guy here, and he's got some anger issues at the same time period. So when we look at Patrick, he's not going to give in that easy. Even if you're right, you're wrong. That's the problem with him. My suggestion is don't let them intimidate you. Just talk business-wise. We can do it this way or we can do it that way. Your choice in that department. And if he doesn't want to go that direction, you know, then there's legal directions. But don't get yourself upset with him because he wants to get you irritated. He wants to get you to the point that you give up and you run away. That's his strategy with you. And so he's not... So if you want to beat him, basically don't get upset. Just talk business and tell him we can do it this way or we can do it that way. It's up to you.
I'm actually having my lawyer speak to him tomorrow and giving him an option that says either, you know, reduce these bills or be gone.
Right. And believe me, once he sees that there is an attorney involved, He'll get his act together. He's, as he said, he wants to intimidate you. He wants you. He wants to scare you. He wants you to run away from him, and then he wins. No, in this type of case, having an attorney would be a lot better. That's why he says you can either tell him we go this way or we can go that way. Which way you want to go? And if he doesn't believe you, you get your attorney, and he's going to get his act together. Believe me. But that doesn't mean he ain't going to be very angry at you, because he is. I'm just letting you know. But he wants to pay you back something really bad here. So keep this in mind. He's not in your corner, and he's not somebody who really wants to negotiate with you. And that's where he's really at. So my suggestion is have that attorney, and do not feel sorry for this guy whatsoever, because he don't feel sorry for you whatsoever. So keep this in mind.
Well, thank you for the advice, especially on the eyes. I had never heard that about stress, so I definitely will try that.
Oh, it works. And you're going to say it's the best thing you ever did in your entire life? So.
And I was just going to say to the host that was asking about sleep, the other thing that I have the same problem, the other thing that I use is magnesium.
Magnesium, yeah. You know, for females, they should take liquid calcium and magnesium. And that, because... if a woman is lacking that, she's going to be a little bit nervous, and her bones are going to be there, she won't sleep well. A liquid calcium with liquid magnesium works a combination together, yes. And you may already been taking the calcium one way or another, and you took the magnesium, and then you felt better. Yeah,
right.
that'll get you to sleep better. For females, it works like magic.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank
you,
caller.
All right, bye-bye.
Hi.
Is any other callers?
Mike, I know we have. We got an inbox here asking about the chemtrails, because we've been talking a lot about that lately. How do you get the chemtrails out of our bodies if we've been exposed?
Well, again, I talked earlier, Ewan Lani, is the colon cleansing program, it's a fasting program. My suggestion, go on a 7-day fasting on the vitamin C, which I told earlier, the bentonite, silicon husk. That will take out the chemtrails. It will take out all the metal. It actually stops. As a matter of fact, even myself, when I was in Las Vegas, it was so bad, both my hands would be shaking like a leaf. I went on a 7 days on that. My shaking totally went away. Also, garlic would be a temporary thing. It will eat the metal because most of it is aluminum. And then you got I got all the other stuff that's with it, that's a combination. But the best way to do is you have to go through the fasting to really get it out, because it stays in the system. It causes a lot of damage.
Mm-hmm.
And we're being pumped. I'm in Dallas, Texas. I can't believe the stuff they're pumping out here, basically. And that's why I moved here, because I want to see it rain. Because when it rains, it cleans the air and the sky is dark blue. When they come around, they're spraying all that stuff. It's either a light pale blue or solid white, and you see these streaks, tic-tac-toes everywhere. And I've never seen a place like Las Vegas where everybody walks around like a zombie. They actually walk like a zombie, and they act like a zombie. And then in Las Vegas is the only place that I've known where the pain would be in your left upper shoulder and by your neck. It'd be so painful that you want to cry. Your eyes felt like there were a bar of soap in your eyes, burn like the devil, and you can't breathe, and the food doesn't go down proper. And then when I came to Dallas, Texas, I go, what a relief. Even when I went to Illinois, a big difference in relief. Even though they're spraying very heavy in Illinois, the difference is, yes, it rains, it removes a lot of it, but it's called the Windy City. Blows it out. And saves a lot of people in Illinois. But if you got like a valley like Las Vegas, it just sits there, doesn't really blow, and it goes down. And if you ever go to California and see the mountains or Las Vegas, you see these mountains, you see all that all white stuff, they say that's air pollution. That's chemtrails. It blows it over there. Pollution is brown. It's not white. And then the chemtrails, you ever see at nighttime? When the sun's going down and everything looks, the sky looks red. Chemtrails is actually red. but it looks white. But in the sunlight like that, you can actually see it, and everything looks red. Millions of red particles, billions, are in your lungs. And they want you to stop producing children. And that's why you have male and female disorders. They don't want you to think. They want you to be a zombie. And after a while, you know, the whole system is shutting down. You can't breathe. You know, the hospitals are overloaded. They're overloaded. With and so now for lung disorder is a different story, because you're going to have part of it's lung disorder and you're going to have the colon disorder, okay, with the chemtrails. Now, we talked about the colon. The lung area, you can take ginger tea, will help the lungs. You can take garlic, will open up the passages where the food can go down, raw garlic, that is. And then you can take essential oils, like eucalyptus essential oil, apply it to your chest, and you can put it on over your palm, and then you can put your palms over your nose while you're in the car or whatnot during the day and inhale it, and that will open up the passages where you can breathe better. Or you can actually, at home, while you're standing up, you can inhale, bring the head down by the knees, hold your breath on the count of three mentally, and then exhale through your mouth as you come back up. That's going to force oxygen and open the passages of the lungs, give you a lot of energy. You don't need no coffee for energy. This will give you tons of energy, but it'll make you dizzy because oxygen is very powerful. So you may want to be by a bedpost, a table, something. This will help the lungs. So there's two parts to chemtrails. One is the lungs. The other part is the colon, where the metal goes. And the metal also goes in the back of the head. Now, if you get enough metal going in the back of that head and you got calcium deposits, because it's gonna, it brings parasites, and parasites leave calcium deposits, you can, and if your diet is bad, you can have a stroke, okay, very easily. So it's important to take the apple cider vinegar, remove the calcium deposits. You need to get rid of the parasites. And how you get rid of parasites? Simple. Go to Whole Foods, for example, that's just one area, and you get a small bottle wormwood and black walnut, a combination. That'd be about $15.
What is that called?
It's a small bottle with an eyedropper in there. It's called wormwood and black walnut. Okay? Those remove parasites, and you want to get another small bottle that's with an eyedropper. It says red clover, another $15 or so. So it should cost not more than $30. And then you put like 5 drops or more of each in a glass of water or fruit juice, whatever you want. Drink it. It'll kill the adult parasites and the baby parasites in your system. And so anytime you have chemtrails, bring in metal in your system, metal attracts parasites. And parasites then leave these eggs or white crap in your system. And then before you know it, your vision, you start having vision problems. And they go from the back of the head, and they go all the way down to the intestines and the colon, and they really go rampant down there. If you're eating a lot of raw meat, sushi or whatnot, you're going to have billions of these things in you. And then you're going to get really sick. So you want to play chemtrail? Yeah, you can do that.
Okay, thank you so much. I've been writing down everything that you've been saying, writing down all these ingredients. I was like, okay, got to get that from Whole Foods, got to get that a list for Alani, too. So, We got to end the show for Blog Talk cuts us off here. Thank you so much. As always, you are a blessing. You're an angel. You always bring such amazing information to really help us out in our daily lives, whether it's health, love, money. Yes.
Thank you.
Yes, yes.
Hey, Malika and Alani, you have a good day now. Take care now.
You too. Yes, Mike. Thank you. Thank you.
All right, you too. Lonnie?
Yes.
You get better? Soon,
please.
Quickly.
I will definitely get better.
Sending up all the prayers.
Yes. I'm going to take all the advice I got from Mike tonight.
All right, Malika. We'll talk.
Mm-hmm. Yes, indeed,
right.
Lady.
Thank you all for listening, our listeners. We appreciate you. We love you. Thank you. Have a great week. Be safe. This is 30 Plus. What the fuck, man?
Bye.